Good morning, church. Who's loving this weather? Well, whether you're watching us online here in the room, we're just so excited that you are with us this morning. And today, we are wrapping up our series, Who is Jesus? And over the past weeks, we've seen that almost everyone has an opinion about Jesus. Some say he was a good teacher. Others think he was revolutionary. Some believe he was a dreamer who was simply misunderstood. But throughout this series, we'll be digging deeper, looking at the real Jesus, his identity and his mission, and why it should matter to all of us. And today, as we are closing this series, we are asking a really important question. And before I give the question here, I believe that we have answered that question around this series. And here it goes. Is Jesus the only way to God? Is Jesus the only way to God? Good answer. Whoever answered there. So here's the thing. We live in a world that loves shortcuts, quick fixes, easy ways to go around when we want to go. But if you live in Northern Virginia, you know there's no shortcuts. Either I-95 and maybe one. Okay, so we know there's no shortcuts to go around Northern Virginia. Where I live, in Stafford, if I want to get to D.C. or even to Lorton, my GPS will say I-95. Garrisonville, I-95. When there's traffic, which is almost every day, it will say, take Highway 1, make a left on Joplin Road, and then jump back in to I-95. And that's annoying sometimes. Because it takes me between 24 to 26 minutes to get to church on a Sunday morning. But going back, 47 to 60 minutes to get back home. So this brings me to this. When it comes to finding God, a lot of people think there must be other roads to lead there. But what if there's only one? What if it's only I-95? So in a world full of religion and spiritual paths, is it narrow-minded to believe Jesus is the only way to God? If we go to Google right now and type that question, it will give us different options, different roadmaps. So today, we are diving into that question, and we are going to have an honest conversation with Jesus about this question and how Jesus is completely different from every other religious leader. So let's go back to the question. Is Jesus the only way to God? So as we are asking this question, I want us to hear, not just from me, but I wanted to hear it from Jesus himself. So let's imagine that we're back in Jesus' days. We're in the room with Jesus. The disciples are there. Peter, Matthew, John. Everyone's there. Judah's there. So we're back in that room. And us, we're there too. We go in. First thing we see, Jesus is washing the disciples' feet. Then he comes to us and washes our feet. And we are wondering what's happening. So then we hear him talking to Peter. And Peter said, this has to happen. So we go with the flow. Then we are eating together with Jesus. Jesus takes the bread and says, this is my body broken for you. And then gets the cup and says, this is my blood for you. We are just observing everything. Then Jesus says, one of you will betray me. And I know everyone is probably saying, who would that be? Who will betray us? Well, of course, we know it's Judah. So we're in that room with Jesus. And we are kind of walking around everything that's going on here. Then Jesus tells Peter, you will deny me 3 times. And we overhear that. And then we're like, Peter? No, not Peter. He's not going to deny him. Peter's our leader. I mean, he's a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. He's not going to deny him 3 times. And then Jesus begins to say that his time is coming to an end where he needs to leave. And then we are wondering, what does that mean? What's happening? Jesus, what do you mean? So let's look on John 13:33. He says this. Dear children, I will be with you only a little longer. And as I told the Jewish leaders, you will search for me, but you can't come where I am going. So I know as we are hearing this response from Jesus, many of us are wondering and asking questions. And Peter, being that bold leader, he's not afraid to raise his hand. And he's like, Jesus, I have a question. Where are you going? And I feel all of us will be asking that same question. Jesus, where are you going? So Jesus replies on John 13, 36, you can't go with me now, but you will follow me later. So the interesting part about this, before he gave that answer, he told us in that room that he will die for us and gives us a new commandment, which is this one, John 13, 35. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. So I want to pause there for a few seconds. This is before Jesus answers Peter's question. The way people will know if we are followers of Christ is the way we love each other. Not if we have all the answers. Not if we can answer every question. The only way people will know if we are followers of Christ is the way you and I love each other, even when we may disagree. But Jesus is the common ground. And when we love each other, when we care for each other, we show the world that we are his followers. So now, as we hear Jesus talking, he gives us this new commandment. He tells Peter that you cannot go where he's going. How will you feel? How will you feel in that moment? How will the disciples feel? Some of them will be confused. I will be confused. Others will be scared. Jesus is leaving. What does this mean? I've been walking with him for these past 3 years, and now he's saying that he's leaving. Our leader's leaving. Their hope is leaving. That's how, if I was in that room, that's what I would be feeling. But Jesus doesn't leave them in fear. He immediately brings them comfort. And that's where we go to John 4, 1, and he says here, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. Church, I don't know what you are going to, what you are going through right now. I don't know you. But I can tell you something. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust Jesus. Trust him. Even though you don't have all the answers. Even though you're still trying to figure out what road to take. Trust Jesus. Trust him. And that's what he's telling his disciples. Trust me. Trust me. Then Jesus goes on telling them what's going to happen. That he's going to go with the Father to get a room ready for us. And that he'll come back and promises to get us. And then we'll know the way. I don't want to jump in too much into that area. I think that would be a whole different series. But what we can see here is that Jesus is trying to explain what's happening to the disciples. He doesn't want to leave them lost or confused. And I don't know if you have this in your family, but there's always one person in your family that is not afraid to speak their mind. That is not afraid to be like, hey, I got a question, Jesus. You saying all this, I got a question. And that's what Thomas does here. Thomas says, after Jesus says, I'll come back and you know where I'm going. This is what Thomas says. No, we don't, Lord. We have no idea where you are going. So how can we know the way? He's being honest. His question is being honest. He's like, Jesus, we don't know the way. And honestly, we sometimes feel the same way. Lord, we don't know the way. Give us the address, please. We want direction. Show us. Is it I-95? Is it Highway 1? Do I have to take Joplin Road? Where do I have to go? Thomas is being real. And I think all of us can relate. Sometimes in life, we feel the same way. Confused, lost. Which road to take? And we want clear directions. But something we have seen over these past weeks in this series is this. Jesus has never been unclear about who he is. He's always been clear. He didn't hide it. He didn't soften it. He spoke with boldness, with love, and with completely clarity. But what happens is we don't see it because we are blinded by our stress. We get blinded for what's happening around us, that we don't see the big picture. We don't see what Jesus is directing us to. Jesus told us that he didn't tell us who he is, but why he came and what that means to each one of us. He's always been clear. Last week I was talking about that we have expectations on Jesus, and that's why we don't see the big picture. So after we are seeing Jesus, we're back in this room, we see Jesus, we see what he's doing, we have to ask a question. Jesus, are you the only way to God? So I want us to lean in and see how Jesus answered Thomas' honest question. John 14:6 says, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Let me read that again. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. How clear is that, church? I think that is super clear. Jesus is the way. But unfortunately, we like shortcuts. We want a faster route. But when it comes to go to God, there are no shortcuts. No side streets, no alternate routes. There's only one road, and his name is Jesus. That's the only road. You don't need to recalculate. You don't need to reroute. You don't need another map. My grandfather used to travel a lot, and he'll get this big map. Big map, and he will be driving. He'll open the map, and I'm like, Grandfather, drive. And he's trying to figure out how to get to the West Coast from Memphis to LA. And he'll point. He had the miles. He had everything there. He'll stop at rest spots and put his coffee mug on top of the map and figure out what mile we in. How do we get there? I don't know if you guys can relate to that or if you remember those maps. But my grandpa would tell me, I-40 West will take me to California. Long as I'm in I-40 West, we'll be fine. But sometimes the weather wasn't good enough. So he has to find different routes. Guess what? Jesus is the only way, and the destination is God. There's no other routes. It's only Jesus. That's about clear it gets. But Jesus doesn't stop there. He keeps going. And this is what he says on John 14:7. If you had really known me, you know who my Father is. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. He's telling us here, if you had really known me, you would know who the Father is. From now on, you do know me, and you have seen him. So as we are reading this, this makes me ask this question. How well did the disciples knew Jesus? And based on their reactions, they didn't know him as well as they thought they did. And that brings us to this question. How well do we know Jesus? Now, if you are new with us today, if you are exploring Jesus, it's okay to feel the way you're feeling. That's okay. And my prayer is that by the time you leave, you can say, Jesus is the way. But for us who are fully devoted followers of Christ, how well do we know him? Do we trust him even when we are going through a struggle? Do we surrender to him even when it's not our way? How do we react? So Jesus is kind of saying that to us. Do we trust him? And Jesus has been clear so far. But then here's another disciple with another comment. He says, Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. What? Didn't we just read that he is the Father? But then Philip is like, wait, time out, Jesus. If you show us the Father, will be satisfied. So after Jesus has said everything, after he's been so clear, his disciples are still struggling to understand. And honestly, Some of us are in the same boat today. We struggle to understand. We wrestle with a question like this. Lord, what am I supposed to do with my life? Lord, what's the big picture for me? What's my destination? Where do I go next? Where's my next route? What's next in me? But something we can see here about Jesus is this. Jesus doesn't get angry at their questions. He welcomes the questions. Because if it was me, I'd be angry. I'm like, I'll show you 100 times that I'm the way, but you still don't get it. Jesus is not that way. Thank God. Jesus welcomes your questions. He welcomes you. He doesn't push them away. He shows incredible. He shows patience, kindness, and care towards his disciples and us too. And at the same time, Jesus doesn't leave them stuck in confusion. Jesus answers, Jesus teaches, and Jesus points them back to the truth. The only question will be, can we handle the truth? Can we handle that truth? Jesus has always been clear about who he is and what he came to do. So this is how Jesus responds to Philip. John 14:9-11. Jesus replied, have I been with you all of this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. Just believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe because of the work you have seen me do. So Jesus says here, just believe. Just believe. I feel like this is where Nike got their slogan. Just do it. Jesus is saying, just believe. Believe that he is the Father, that he is the Son. Even when we don't understand it, even when we don't get all the questions answered, Jesus is asking us just to believe. And honestly, that invitation is the same for you and me. We don't have to figure it out. It's okay to have questions. But Jesus is saying to us, just believe. Believe in who I am. Believe in what you have seen me do. Trust that I am the way to the Father. Just believe. And I can see the heart of a father here. Parents, you may understand this. How many times have you told your children, just believe me? I know what I'm talking about. I've been there. 2 weeks ago, my oldest son tells me, how did you know that was going to happen? Because I've been there. Just believe. Trust me. We see the big picture. We know what's best for them. But in their perspective, they can't always see it. And sometimes they push back. Am I right, parents? Sometimes they doubt. Am I right, parents? But what do you say? Just trust me. I've been where you haven't been. I see what you can't see. And that's exactly what Jesus is doing here. He's not angry at them. He's welcoming his questions. He's not giving up on them. Jesus is speaking like a loving father. Just believe. So the real question isn't, is Jesus the only way to God? Jesus has made that clear. The real question is, will you just believe? Even when there are so many roads that promise to different ends, will you still just believe in Christ? Church, there are a lot of religions and belief systems out there. Each offers their own path. Each says their way is their way. Some even teach that you can work your way to God. Some say you can be your own God. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death. Some offer rules. Some of these religions offer rituals, inner peace, but they can't offer forgiveness. And they can't offer eternal life. And those roads do end up with no real hope or no real salvation. Only Jesus has the power to save. Acts 4:12 says this, "There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved." This is Peter speaking after the resurrection. He's talking to a group of Pharisees, and he's telling them there's no other way but Jesus. Only Jesus offers a relationship with God. Not through our efforts, not to how well we behave, but through Jesus' sacrifice. In fact, that's what we're doing next week. Next week, we are celebrating that Jesus rose from the dead and that all power was given to him. 1 Timothy 2:5 says here, "For there is one God, one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man, Christ Jesus." The man, Christ Jesus. Jesus only says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me." So today, Jesus is asking us, will you just believe? Will you trust him? Even when the world offers you 1,000 other options. Church, will you trust him? Every religion offers a system. Only Jesus offers a savior. Let me explain this. Every religion, whether it's based on rules, works, alignment, or personal efforts, offers a system for people to try to reach God, alignment, or some form of salvation. It's usually based on human performance, rituals, laws, or improvement. Let me give you some examples. Islam offers the 5 pillars to earn favor with Allah. Buddhism offers the eightfold path to reach enlightenment. Hinduism offers karma and reincarnation to achieve moksha, which is liberation. Even secular humanism is a system trying to achieve purpose and meaning without God. But only Jesus offers himself. Not a system to earn salvation, but a savior who came so you can have the salvation by living a perfect life and dying at that cross. We don't have to climb to God. God came to us through Jesus Christ. The work is done, church. The work is finished. We don't have to climb to him. That's tiring. That's frustrating. We are not perfect. But Jesus came to us, came to you, came to me. Religion equals do more, try harder. Jesus says, "It is finished. Come to me." That's what Jesus does. That's what Jesus says. Every religion offers a checklist, a ladder to climb to God. It's all about what you can do to reach God. Work harder, do better, do more, try harder. And religion says, do more, try harder, earn it. But Jesus, he came to do something different. He didn't come to give you another checklist. He didn't come to hand you a religious system. He came to give himself. Jesus says, "It is finished. Come to me." It is finished. What's finished? Well, he done the work for us, church. The only way we can have a relationship through the Father is through Jesus. He took our sin. Today's Palm Sunday. This is the day when Jesus is entering the city. But he doesn't stop there. He continued walking, even though that crowd later said, "Crucify him." Die for each one of us, even us in this room. And he says, "It is finished. Come to me." The work is done. The price was paid. And the door to the Father was open forever through him. Jesus is the way to the Father. You don't have to wonder where to go. We have the address already. And guess what? There's no traffic jams. We love that in DC. There's no detours. There's no back roads. Sometimes Joanna, my wife, when she opens her map, she closes the app and reopens it again, just in case the road changes. And I'll tell her, it doesn't work that way. I think it's still the same. But guess what? When you trust Jesus, it's like jumping straight to the easy pass. And we love the easy pass. And it's free. It's free with Jesus. You don't have to have three people on you. It's free with Jesus. No delays, no barriers, just a straight access to the Father through him. Jesus already paid the toll so we can go straight to the Father. Isn't that good, church? Man, glory to God. And all you need to do is just believe. Even when you feel lost, just believe. You've been giving the address. Let me spell it for you. Write this in your GPS. J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. Put that into the heart of your GPS and let him guide you through the Father. All you need to do is just believe. And church, I know it's hard. It's hard to just believe sometimes. I was telling the church this morning, this week has been rough for me. It's been hard. I've been doubting. I've been questioning everything about my faith this week. But I still believe God is good. I'm doubting everything. My brain is going crazy with questions. I'm trying to ask God, what's next for me? But all I hear is Jesus saying, just believe. And church, you may feel the same way today. Just believe. Because I'm not going to stop preaching the word of God. Because God has called me to serve him. But we need to just believe. Yes, I have my battles too. I'm not perfect. I was talking to the audio guys earlier. I was like, man, I feel like I need to check if I'm doing some mistakes in my faith. What am I doing? But I know God's still there. Even when I'm asking him questions, he's still answering. He's saying, Yayo, just believe. But how can we do that? How can we do that when chaos is happening? How can we just believe when the trouble is around us? How can we? I'll tell you how. By coming to church. By being in your small group. When I came this morning and I saw the 9 a.m. beautiful faces and the volunteers and everyone, it just brings me so much rejoice. I was like, wow, God, it feels good. Sometimes we like to step away. We like to put walls and get away. That's what Jesus says. The way you love each other, you'll know you're my follower. So when I came to New Hope this morning, the hugs, the laughs, the volunteers just enjoying every second of just making the coffee, getting the water ready. It's just like, wow, God, this is beautiful. The picture's bigger. The picture is about people getting to have a true relationship with Jesus. Even when we are not perfect, even when there's struggles, even when there's craziness happening, Jesus is still the same. Because he was the same yesterday, today, and he's still the same tomorrow. And he rose from the dead. And there's victory in Christ. There's victory. The battle has been won. And I may feel this way because of my medication. I don't know. But I do know something. I do believe. Even when my inner self is saying to me, don't believe. And I tell them, nope. Jesus, I believe. I will not let my heart get troubled. Because God, you have saved me from cancer. God, you have saved me from this financial situation. God, you brought me my wife. If that's the God who keeps blessing me, who am I to not believe? So we need to just believe, church. We need to believe, even when it's hard. So church, will you believe? Stop searching. Don't look for the address. Don't go to MapQuest. Stop asking Siri for the address. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. And today, all he's asking us is, will you just believe? Will you believe? You may not have all the answers. We may not have all everything figured out. All he's asking, just believe. Just trust him. Just come to him. So church, if there's anything you can go with today, is this. Just believe. God is good all the time. All the time. God is. Amen, church. So to wrap up here, I want us to take a moment and just pray with God. You and God. And if you are wrestling like I am this week, say to yourself, I believe Jesus. You don't have to say out loud, yes, you and God. It's you and God. Say, I believe Jesus. I don't have all the questions. I don't have all the answers. But I believe. So let's just close our eyes. Talk to you. It's you and God right now. If you are new with us today, maybe for you, it's just trying to figure out if you want to follow Jesus. Ask God, Jesus, are you the way? And just let him guide you through it. Father, thank you for who you are. Father, you are Jireh. You are our provider. Lord, thank you for being so clear about everything. Lord, I pray that I don't let my own thoughts get in the way. Lord, I'm putting Jesus in my heart every day. I believe that you have a plan and a purpose in my life. Lord, I believe that you are guiding me to the right place, even though I don't know where I'm going sometimes. And Lord, I pray the same for the people in the room here today, for those who are having their moments, that they can just believe. And for the new people who are visiting us or hearing us, Lord, I pray that as they are seeing us here, they can see a genuine heart. People loving each other because of your love. Father, we pray this in your name, and we all say, amen.